Thank you, John. Thank you, Brian. Let's give them some love, more love, more love. Yeah. You guys make it so much fun. Thank you. Thank you. I have missed that part. Okay. So July's theme is the freedom of choice. And today we're talking about mistakes or missing the mark. And today the title has something to do with prejudices and sin. Anybody here talk about sin lately? Okay. And did you know that the word sin is an archery term and it means missing the mark? That's all sin means. It means missing the mark, and sin means we have simply missed our target. Everybody breathe on that one. And Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, there is no sin but a mistake, and we should not judge or be prejudiced against ourselves or others for making that mistake. I like that. Because I don't know about you, but I have held mistakes against myself. I didn't grow up in a family that believed in sin, but they certainly pointed out your mistakes. So, being that there is no sin, there is no benefit in judging ourselves or judging others or being judged. We all make mistakes. I don't know, I make a few of them once in a while. How about you? And we have missed the mark at times. That's all it is. And in Science of Mind, asks us to be bold. Bold in who we are. Bold in our beliefs. Science of Mind asks us to have a greater sense of our own unity with life. And this month, Mitch Horowitz, who is the leading person in our Science of Mind magazine. Any of you, who has Science of Mind magazine? Who gets them? Do you know that the themes of that take place in this magazine every month is exactly what I talk about? So if you want assistance in doing this and in developing your own spiritual awareness, I'm going to invite you to subscribe to that. So Mitch Horowitz says, we are spiritual scientists experimenting to see how our beliefs work. Now hear that, we're spiritual scientists. And we have a set beliefs that light, that love, that magnificence of God is uniquely expressing in and through and as each one. And Ernest Holmes says, masterfully brought to the world a philosophy, a way of life, where we can grasp and understand and practice the creative power that lives within us. Now, this is important. We have an incredible philosophy that supports each and every one of us. And we are each asked to awaken to our magnificent divine self. We may not have conscious power over conditions or mistakes. However, we always have the power of how we react to that is taking place around us. Hear that. We may not have conscious power over the conditions or mistakes or events that take place in our life. But we always have the power of how we react to that aspect of life. And I believe there is always a choice. However, sometimes we have to stretch to find that greater choice. And the choice isn't always clear when we're faced with dilemmas that appears to have no resolution. If we stop here, right here where we say that it's hopeless, there is no hope, we have settled for hopelessness and helplessness, which absolutely imprisons us, stops us, and it's our own way of thinking. And it's very small thinking. And our own thinking is that imprisons us. Anybody? And then we come to signs of mind. We come to the opening and to the revealing of a greater truth. Change your thinking and change your life has such power. Change your thinking and change your life. Freedom is realizing we always have a choice. In every moment we have a choice. How am I going to think? What am I going to believe about this? In the moment that it starts to seem hopeless, we have to stop and we have to yell, stop! I do that sometimes. I don't know about you. Whatever it takes. Don't be afraid to start over. It's a chance to build something better this time. Yes, keep growing, lovelies. I like that. It's a chance to build something better. Make a different choice. That's all it takes. Sometimes I say, good and more good is mine today. Or sometimes I just stop and say, it's all good, it's all God. Because you see, if I say that, if we stop and say, it's all good, it's all God, then it helps us expand our sphere of availability to what is possible here. What is taking place? How can I look at this in a different way instead of a narrow vision? Because I have a choice. I have freedom in what I choose. Because this reminds me to let go of how I think things should be or how I think people should be. To let go and make a different choice. This gives me space to let my divine self emerge. It's all good, it's all God. Oh, let me see this divine presence within me emerge in a greater way, awaken. We all have to let go of our resistance because that resistance holds us tight and it won't release us from those past mistakes. And we'll keep saying, see, you did this again and you did it again. And then we get frustrated and hopeless. And instead we go, oh, if it's all God and it's all good, then let me take a breath in this moment and see the good that it's taking place. Because you see, releasing control is like cleaning out old closets of our past beliefs. Some of what I did in these 3 weeks that I was off, I cleaned drawers and I cleaned cabinets because I know the importance of cleaning out physical things, not only in our thinking, but in our homes, in our offices. Because what happens is we not only clutter our minds, but we clutter our life. And it feels good. And as I clean these out and I find really funny things, you know, I don't know about you, but I collect funny things. Or they seem to appear. That's it. I didn't do it. And as I clean it out, I laugh at myself and I laugh at what I find. And I make room for the new. And as I do that, that's what I say. There's more God, there's more good, there's more to be yet, to be expressed, to be experienced. Because you see, when we make room in our lives, in our thinking, more good can flow to us in every part of our lives. Not only in our homes, but clean and clear, fresh ideas come in, and old beliefs of sin and not good enough of separation, it just dissipates and releases us. Our subconscious mind is more familiar with complaining and finding fault. So I'm going to invite us this week to choose that freedom, to choose planting new ideas and building something better so that each time we catch ourselves and we turn our self-talk into gentle, loving kindness. We correct our course. For the more we allow that gentle, loving kindness talk and the freedom to choose differently, we lead our way of thinking and responding to life from a more loving place. And it's up to us to let go of fear and anger and limitation and to choose freedom. To choose freedom to honor and respect ourselves. How grateful I am for this philosophy, because I haven't always done that. This philosophy of change your thinking, change your life, has changed my life. How about you? Learning not to hold the past against myself or anyone else has been challenging for me and changed my life as I walk through this life expression and experience. I've learned to rewrite the script that I tell myself. Every day, I find new choices. Choices that inspire, choices that lift me up, choices that present each of us with endless gifts. We need to each make those choices, and how we view the gifts are totally up to each and every one of us. So I'm going to invite you to think about it this week. It's not to be afraid to start over, to stop yourself, to say, oh, it's all good, it's all God. And just stop and ask to see the good in everything that's taking place in your own being and in life out there. Okay? Good. Let's take it to prayer. So we just know and accept that there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. By whatever name, there is only one life. And that life is uniquely expressing in and through and as each and every one of us. For we are each the beloved place where God shows up, uniquely expressed and experienced in this light and this love, in this magnificence of God's presence. And I'm knowing and accepting where there is a need for a healing that I call forth that miracle-working power of God to renew and refresh each and every one of us, to lift us up in that arena of freedom, of choice, of life more fully and completely expressed in and through and as each one of us. So I bless our time together. I bless this day. And I bless that is committed to moving forward in a greater way in loving, gentle kindness, that we each find our own divine, magnificent self. And we praise it and raise it and bless it. So I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here or wish to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. And so it shall be. Amen.